Session of Palms is kind of a neat tradition here, something the kids look forward to all year. One thing Pastor Morundi didn't realize is that he got to lead the procession this year in absence of our vicar. So that'll be new, and I'm sure a long-lasting memory for him. The order of service will be just a little bit different and a little bit out of whack today, because we'll begin not with our opening hymn. We'll begin not with our confession and absolution as we normally do. We'll begin with the gospel reading, including the responses. So, before we hear our Palm Sunday gospel, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this week. Help us to see that your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, fixed his eyes on Jerusalem, entering in for us and for our salvation, riding in humble, lowly on a donkey, riding in to die. Heavenly Father, may we ever and always be thankful for the forgiveness, life, and salvation that Jesus and Jesus only can bring. All these things, Lord, we pray in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please stand now for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." This is the gospel of our Lord. Hymn 442, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." Please remain standing. Thank you. service setting one, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if
we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have not undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit for the day. From above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
this holy house, and for worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Sunday of the Passion is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In love, Christ came among us, coming not as king. Took one kingly ride, he took one kingly ride, and we knew him not, and we knew him not, and we knew him not. With grace he walked among us, showed us how to love, giving, teaching, healing, calling us to God, and we follow not, and we follow not, and we follow not. And still we love him not, still we love him not, still we love him not, and we follow not. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie, Kyrie,
Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our hymn of the day, 441, ride on in majesty.
Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this day of triumph, Palm Sunday, comes from the gospel lesson read at the beginning of the service, John chapter 12, dear friends in Christ. Palm branches. St. John is the only one of the evangelists to tell us that the crowd waved palm branches that day. Matthew and Mark tell us that the crowd waved branches. They don't tell us what kind. Luke doesn't mention branches at all. Just think, without St. John, we would be calling today Donkey Day or Coats on the Ground Sunday or something ridiculous like that. But instead, because of St. John's attention to detail, we have today Palm Sunday. Have you ever stopped to wonder why? I mean, it does look a little silly to have a bunch of children waving branches and walking around our church. Well, you could answer and say, we carry palm branches, the children carry palm branches, because that's what the people did on the first Palm Sunday. That doesn't really answer the question, does it? Why did the people of Jerusalem think that it was a good idea to cut down some trees, to take some palm branches, and meet Jesus? It wasn't because they are pretty, though they look kind of nice, or because palm trees just happened to be growing along the street Jesus was going in on. He didn't take the street with all the maples and oaks. No, the crowd was quite deliberate in choosing palm branches to meet Jesus. Because palm branches are actually an Old Testament symbol of victory, used to celebrate triumphant or popular rulers. When the people cut those palm branches and welcome Jesus, they are declaring that this humble carpenter's son, Jesus of Nazareth, this rabbi from the north, is their coming king. They are expressing with their actions what they say with their words. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Jesus is the coming one, the Messiah, the King. He has come to his people in their time of need. He has come to the holy city in order to save it. This is all happening just as the prophet Zechariah promised. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. With palm branches in hand, Israel welcomes her king into her city in victory. And what a victory it is. The crowd has heard of the miraculous signs. Many have even seen him perform one or two. They know that this man has great power, such as no one has ever seen. And John gives us a little extra insight once again into this day, telling us that it was the most recent miracle of Jesus that had the crowd worked up into a frenzy. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard that he had done this sign. This man even raises the dead. Who else could he be than Israel's promised Savior, her king? The prophecies of the Old Testament seem to be coming true right before their very eyes. And so they shout out in the words of Psalm 118, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Hosanna is the word that comes to their lips in this moment of triumph. Hosanna. We speak this ancient Hebrew word every single Sunday in the Sanctus, in the liturgy of the Lord's Supper. But do we even really know what it means? I guess the Lutheran service book gives us the definition at the bottom, but it's really tiny print. It means, save us, please. Save us now. The crowd knew that Jesus had raised up Lazarus. They know that he is their coming king, the one promised of old. And so they shout out, Hosanna, save us, please. But they have no idea what they're saying. They call for salvation, but most of them probably have no idea what they need saving from. For many, perhaps most, the raising of Lazarus was simply a demonstration of power, a demonstration that Jesus was their king. And their cry of, "Save us, please, Hosanna," was a plea for deliverance from political oppression, from their foreign rulers. They wanted their nation freed from the shackles of Roman oppression. That is what they celebrated this day. The revolutionary king has come. The war of liberation will begin. Today, you and I celebrate this Jesus as well. We even use palm branches. But what do we want Jesus to do for us? What is he to us? Is Jesus only a friend? Someone to help get you through a difficult week? Is he simply a status symbol? Someone you cling to because it's expected? Is he only a coach who motivates you to get through your day, to get things done yourself? As this most holy of weeks begins, examine yourself. Find out exactly what you need Jesus for. It isn't bad luck, corrupt government, nosy neighbors, family conflicts, or even disease. Those are all just symptoms. Your problem goes much, much deeper. You need salvation from sin and from death.
John, being one of those closest It is salvation from sin and from death. You see, it doesn't require, it doesn't cost all that much to Jesus to make you a better person, to improve your relationships or raise your self-esteem. It required his life to deliver you from sin and from death. That is why Jesus went to the cross, to deliver you from sin and the penalty for that sin. His victory was to be won over sin and death, not a bunch of Romans. And that victory could only be won through his death on our behalf, his own death in our place. As we watch Jesus climb Golgotha's bloody hill this week, we cry out, "Save us, please! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." On the first Palm Sunday, the crowd ran out to meet Jesus because a man who was dead was now alive. Lazarus had been called forth from the grave by the power of the word of Jesus. What better reason was there to cut down some tree branches and celebrate the coming victory of their king? And the crowd, no matter how misguided they may have been, was right. There is a connection between the raising of Lazarus and the victory of Jesus, though not in the way that they The raising of Lazarus wasn't simply a magic show, a demonstration of Jesus' power. It was a preview of his victory. This last and greatest sign of Jesus, which is celebrated on Palm Sunday, which we celebrate today, points to what will happen 1 week from now, when the one who dies bearing our sin rises again in victory. The tomb couldn't hold Lazarus. It will not hold Jesus. He was called forth from his grave, having accomplished salvation, having won the victory, having borne your sin to the cross, and there having his spirit. That was the victory that the crowd celebrated on Palm Sunday, whether they realized it or not. The victory that was won on the cross and sealed with the empty tomb. Today, we too celebrate that victory. The palm branches are for celebrating the defeat of sin and death. The tomb couldn't hold Lazarus. The mighty voice of Jesus broke its hold on his friend. The tomb couldn't hold Jesus. God accepted his sacrifice on your behalf and raised him from the dead. Dear friends, the tomb will not hold you, because Jesus won the victory for you through the cross and the empty tomb. Your grave will be opened up on the last day. The mighty voice of your Savior will call on you to come forth. You will rise, as Lazarus did, with one exception. Lazarus was going to die again. He's not around today. He eventually died. But as Jesus was raised never to die again, so you will be raised never to enter the grave again. His victory is yours. We wave our palm branches today and forever in that victory. The victory that Christ won through this cross and his empty tomb. The victory that means our resurrection and an eternity spent with our King, our Savior, the coming one, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Weldon Dewar. Weldon passed away Friday. Memorial service for Weldon will be Wednesday morning at 10:30. We remember Georgine and the entire Dewar family in our prayers, in addition to the prayers that are in our news and notes this day. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we give thanks to you for your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, who rode triumphantly into Jerusalem this day, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and victory over sin, death, and the grave. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, your Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations and support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord, and let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant help and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and the Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, and those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sanctify our homes with your presence, and bless them with forgiveness and joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism, and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and throughout all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, especially in this day, the Dewar family. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who come at your gracious invitation to receive the very body and blood of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, in with and under bread and wine. Bless us with repentant hearts and eyes that truly see Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat in each row, please sign your name, visitors. We're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God who sends his Son, a King, to come and save us. Save us on a cross. An empty tomb would be yours today and always. We worship God now in our gifts and offerings. Continue now with the offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord, page 159. Please stand as you're in.
Amen.
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly
good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of heaven and earth, heaven and earth, hearts full of Your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we received the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, You take away
body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Part in peace and joy. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table, the body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Your King comes to you riding on bread and wine. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen.
Body of Christ.
enjoying both body and soul of the life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. We say.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated for our closing hymn, 443. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We have a slightly busy week this week. We have church every day, Holy Week. And if you go from Palm Sunday to Easter, you just really kind of miss out on a lot of stuff. So encourage you to be in God's house or listen on the radio as much as you can. The complete worship schedule's in your bulletin. You can take that home with you. And be reminded next Sunday on Easter Sunday, no Sunday school, no adult Bible study. We'll have three worship services next Sunday, 6 a.m. That's a standalone service for our Easter sunrise. And then we'll have breakfast and brunch and all that kind of stuff. And our Easter divine services will be at 8:30 and 10:30. 8:30 and 10:30, and there's goodies between them all if Pastor Miranda doesn't eat them all. All that kind of stuff. Easter egg hunt yesterday was a big success. Thanks to everybody who helped out with that. We have a couple of sign-up sheets out there to help with Easter breakfast. And I think today's the last day you can sign up for Easter lilies. That'll help us out as well. Let's see here. All right. And we've got one opportunity for adult Bible study. That's in the fellowship hall. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in there. Today we're going to begin our look at the Formula of Concord, Article 10. Formula of Concord, Article 10. Adiaphora. It sounds like it's just not that big a deal, right? And for about 500 years in the church, that's where most of the fights take place, is in this area of adiaphora. Article 10, that'll start as soon as we're done with Sunday school opening. That'll be in here in about 7 minutes or so. And as you heard in the prayers, funeral service for Weldon Dewar will be Wednesday morning at 10:30. Wednesday morning at 10:30. Weldon and Georgine have been members here for over a decade, and their son, Mark, was ordained here, had been serving in Cushing, Oklahoma, and now serves a dual parish in Illinois someplace, but I'm not exactly sure where. So please keep the Dewar family in your prayers, and we are thankful that God kept his promise and brought Weldon home. Music was great. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor, anything else? Have a great day and Holy Week in the Lord Jesus.